Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Jamie Bolt, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Michigan State Senate Minority Leader Mark Schauer, a 7th District congressional candidate from Battle Creek. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Just fine. I want to talk to you a little bit about energy policy.
Yeah.
And what I consider to be some obscene profits announced this quarter by the major energy companies.
You know, it continues to dumbfound me, Jack, how seemingly the more we pay, the more big oil makes. And Tim Walberg seems to be right there alongside them, defending them. I mean, there have been, ExxonMobil today, you've probably been talking about this, the largest quarterly profit in history, $11.68 billion.
You know, we had Tim Walberg on the show, and he was talking about the need for more exploration and drilling off the shore of Alaska and the kinds of things that are going to increase supply, basically saying that the energy companies need this money.
Well, I don't know why they're not. You know, here's the flaw in Tim Walberg's argument and John McCain's argument, for that matter. You know, the oil companies have 68 million acres under lease, onshore and offshore, that they could drill immediately or as soon as they could get the platform and equipment there. And they've chosen not to do that. And what Tim Walberg wants them to do is to get additional, you know, environmentally sensitive property under lease when they're not even drilling on under these leases. And so he voted against this drill act, which would require them to drill there or release that property to other oil companies. And, you know, he's voted against ending the tax breaks, $18.2 billion in tax breaks for the big oil companies.
Wait a minute. Why are we giving them tax breaks if their profits for ExxonMobil, 11.68? I did a little quick math here, Mark, and forgive my somewhat primitive math skills, but the four oil giants in this quarter alone have a profit of $38.15 billion with a B dollars.
It is mind-boggling. And, you know, of course, last week, Tim Walberg received another check from Big Oil. It happened to be a $1,000 thank you check from ExxonMobil's Political Action Committee.
I take it you weren't on their Christmas list.
I have never received a contribution from these folks.
Would you take it if you were offered a contribution?
Probably not. You know, I mean, I am interested in energy policy that actually provides real relief and real solutions. And, I believe that these oil companies are rational economic actors. And so they're interested in their profits. And Tim Walberg is interested in their profits, too. And, when he voted against releasing about 10% of our oil in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which would, you know, provide immediate relief at the pump. Historically, that's, you know, between a 10 and 20% drop in gas prices. He voted against that. Here's the one that really gets me yesterday, Jack, and I've been talking about this for some time now, is the speculation on Wall Street. And I imagine these oil companies and their friends are involved in that speculation to drive up prices and drive up profits. And, you know, one thing we've learned from, you know, these bank closures and the problems in the housing industry and some of the other problems in the financial sector is that, speculation can be a big part of the problem, and speculation accounts for a major part of the price increases that folks have been paying at the pump. And so Tim Walberg voted against measures to provide market protections for not just individuals, but for businesses. So, I think Tim Walberg needs to, you know, account for his $20,000 from these oil companies and start to explain why they're getting rich while everybody else is getting poor.
Let me get one thing straight here, Mark. If you got a call tomorrow from ExxonMobil's PAC, Shell, ConocoPhillips, and BP, and they each wanted to give your campaign $1,000, You would say no, and you'd find $4,000 somewhere else.
I would say no, thank you. No, thank you. I would be happy. I would look forward to the chance to talk with them and ask them why they're making these incredible profits and why they're benefiting while my constituents are hurting and the people of Michigan are hurting.
I was looking at some of the compensation packages for chief executives and departing executives. Talk about golden parachutes. These are diamond-studded. And if you just look at this profit of these four oil giants over the quarter, $38.15 billion, and divide it by four, that's the average, I'd say, value of a tank of gas these days, sometimes a little more than $4, sometimes a little under.
Right.
You're talking about roughly 9.5 billion gallons of gas that are direct profit.
Right. Yeah, that is mind-boggling. I can't even fathom that. So that's a helpful breakdown. I mean, you know, Shell Oil just announced today 11.56 billion in profits, a 33% increase from the last quarter.
Mark, maybe we're the dumb ones. Maybe we should have asked our financial planners, or whoever handles the money, our spouses, whatever, to put some money in oil.
I mean, this is just a glaring example. I mean, Tim Walbert and Club for Growth, and you know, with you know his big oil buddies, they're the ones that are. Well, I won't say Tim Walbert necessarily. He's benefiting through his campaign account, but you know, they're benefiting while the middle class and working people get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. So, you know, I'm running for Congress to provide real solutions and hold these folks accountable. And, you know, I just can't believe that Tim Walberg would vote against this measure to provide some market protections on Wall Street. And so he's talking tough on oil while he's gladly taking their money while they're racking up excessive profits. And that's why we need a change in Washington, Jack. And that's why, you know, I expect in 95 days, you know, Tim Walberg's going to be out of a job.
Isn't the key or one of the keys for a new sector of business here in Michigan investing in alternative forms of energy, not the traditional oil exploration anyway?
That is the solution that we need to rally around, and we need an urgent national policy to support. Think about it as, you know, I'm about to go into a town hall meeting in Saline, and I usually talk about, you know, John F. Kennedy and is saying that that we need to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, and we need to provide, you know, help the auto companies provide real solutions for people in very short order so that we can not only break our dependence on foreign oil, but we can break our dependence on oil. And I'm sure you've noted that Debbie Stabenow in the U.S. Senate and some of our friends like John Dingell in the U.S. House are talking about another stimulus package, which would provide loans and real help to our auto companies and suppliers and entrepreneurs to develop battery technology, to develop technology and help plants retool to develop these alternatives right here in Michigan. And not only give people an option, but create jobs in the process, and Jack, also to protect our environment. And that's something that, you know, Tim Walberg has no concept of whatsoever.
Mark, I want to talk to you just for a minute, if we can, about jobs in Michigan and jobs in the 7th District, and one job in particular in a small family-run business on South Washington Avenue. There's a guy named Dave, and he runs a place called Betty's Buttons. And I stopped there because I thought I was going to have some buttons sewn on my shirt, find some odd buttons. Turns out he handles campaign buttons.
Really?
And I said to him, "Are you doing a brisk business here?" He said, "You know what? I can't get any of the local candidates to have me do their work because all of their work's being done overseas."
Really?
And I said, "We're going to take care of that in a hurry." And I said, "I am going to run this by Mark Schauer and Tim Walberg, and I will be in touch with your staff." And he said he will match.
Great.
He will be competitive with any bid. And I know you like to keep jobs here in the 7th District.
What's the company name again,
The company is called Betty's Buttons, named after his mother, and his name is Dave Cripe, C-R-I-P-E. He's on South Washington, just south of I-496, and I will tell him that someone from your staff will be in touch.
Absolutely, absolutely. We buy things in Michigan, union-made, made by local workers. And so I like to support local businesses, and I look forward to being in touch. We haven't bought any buttons. We have stickers, but I'm certainly open to looking at it.
Okay, good deal. Well, he said that it's not a matter of that his prices are out of line. He's just looking for someone who wants to support the local economy, and,
and
he's been in business about 60 years there. So,
well, what I told folks at a town hall meeting in Brooklyn last night is one of the ways we can help turn our economy around is by helping support local businesses. And that's part of the solution. And we should be looking at where things are made, and we should be thinking about where we're buying them. And, you know, let's keep talking about this. There are lots of ideas I have. You know, at some point, I hope Tim Walberg will want to try to defend his so-called fair tax idea, which just sort of opens the door to, you know, internet sales and out-of-state businesses. And
Tim Walberg has promised us, Mark, that he will be in studio and he will debate the 7th District Democratic nominee.
Great.
And we're going to go ahead and pursue that.
Good. Look forward to it.
All right, Mark. Thanks so much.
Great, Jack. Have a great day.
Mark Schauer, State Senate Minority Leader, and also running for the 7th District Congressional seat opposite Sharon Rainier, who was defeated by Tim Walberg in a kind of a surprisingly close race the last time. Jamie, I think it's important that people, if they're going to put their money where their mouth is, that they buy locally and they invest in the local economy, especially when they are employed, courtesy of the electorate here in mid-Michigan. We'll be right back. Jack and Jamie, 1320 WILS.